We started off with a first cross ewe, which is traditional ewe in Australia, but we've put Charolais rams on them. And the Charolais ram is an excellent terminal sire. And then we've also started keeping for the last 4 or 5 years the ewe lambs from the first cross ewe. And we think the Charolais cross ewe makes a much better ewe than the first cross ewe.
Are many people around here using Charolais?
They are now. For the last 3 or 4 years, we breed a small flock of pure Charolais, and we're selling sort of 60, 70, 80 rams a year, and they're beginning to catch on, I think, in a big way. People are realising they're easy lambing, fast growing, and you get a tremendous product at the end of the day.
You have an interesting lambing scenario here, all lambed in shed.
We scan everything, and we lamb the twins and the triplets in the shed at night times and on the field in the daytime. So that's basically two reasons. The main one, I think, is the fox problem. You've got a terrific fox problem in Australia, much worse than we had in England. And the other one is the weather. You don't lose any with the weather at night times. You get cold nights. You just don't lose the amount of lambs.
Labour-intensive, though. There's always a human eye watching.
Yes, during the night time, my wife does sort of late night lambings up until sort of midnight or just after, and I'm out there early in the mornings after that. And so it's a constant thing. Otherwise, you get mismothering if you don't keep peeling them off and putting them into little pens with their mums.